culture becomes critical. Now, how does culture happen? Also, the transition of some of these processes. So from, you know, from setting up these GCC, what kind of transition models are then being followed to ensure that the culture remit, you know, in the DNA stays same? How have you seen the organization actually looking at this lens?
I'm glad, Pragati. I think you brought this question. I think for anything to function in life, there is a hardware and there is a software. And we all know at times we focus a lot of attention on all these aspects of location, site, service portfolio. But what differentiates, I would say, a truly remarkable GCC from an average GCC, it is the cultural alignment. That are you able to truly set it up as an extended model where your India office is pretty much a replica of your New York office? So I'm glad you brought this up. And I think, especially given the fact that now you have a lot of mid-sized organizations coming, which have a very bespoke culture, it is even more pertinent because you're not anymore talking about setting up a GCC of 20,000 people. These are much more niche setups, which will grow over time. So I think few things which we recommend to organizations. And one is, I think, seeding some of your people out here. So whether moving some of your expats at the start, because we definitely don't want to send the message to the local entity out here that you don't have talent here. So these people come more as culture carriers. You seed them out here.
To set it up. Incubation.
Yeah, incubation. And we ideally say a good period for an expat to stay is maybe 18 to 24 to max 36 months. Because after that, they should go back to the parent organization. It has a double advantage. Just look at it. One is they come in here and set the culture. Second is they help fast track because you right now have certain people from headquarters available in your time zone, in your center. So you don't need to wait for London, UK, Paris, Germany, Japan to wake up. Those people know how to navigate the organization. So suddenly, if you're running a large engineering team and you have, say, a product owner kind folks sitting here, the ability of the engineering productivity goes many. So I think they not only bring the culture, they also bring a technical know-how. They bring in a lot of knowledge of a company's tribal knowledge, ways, mannerisms. And then they go back and they become the ambassadors of the GCC.
Spokesperson going back into the mothership.
Mothership. Yeah. And then also it gives a lot of comfort to onshore folks when they are transitioning complex work.
Yes.
Because GCCs are now caught in a whammy. You just can't throw your mess for less and expect people to jump over. If you have to throw back front-to-back work, you now have expats sitting out here who understand that work. So it suddenly acts even as a change management lever. It reduces anxiety onshore to have expats in. So I think that's one big aspect from a cultural aspect, what helps build the organization culture. The second is, I think, the kind of value proposition that you set up for your employees in India is no different than the value proposition you would have for your employees onshore. Because just imagine what is offshore for you. Someone sitting in India, maybe US is offshore. So you can't have different levels, different designations, different career paths, different slabs. You pretty much replicate the different kind of laptops. Pretty much everything sends a different workplace, even the kind of chairs you have. So or the kind of L&D opportunities people have. So you pretty much replicate
everything
here. Definitely you have to contextualize it to the local laws, local nuances. India has gratuity. Globally, you don't have gratuity or other aspects. So you bring in the entire value, employee value proposition and bring it here. Have the same band, same reporting lines. That also plays a phenomenal role. Then you also make sure that people from India actually are traveling to the mothership. People from mothership are coming in here. There is also change driven that, like, if, for example, you're running an engineering pod, every day in the morning you run an agile ceremony, you would make sure your ceremony happens at a time zone which is aligned with India or is aligned with the geography or with the kind of holidays you have. So a lot of these aspects, a lot of cultural assimilation, because culturally, I think both the populations are attuned to way operate in a certain manner. So there are a lot of interventions also done. How do you make sure you interact
for a
onshore?
Blend
to come
for in. For I would say a happy blend to happen for the functioning of a certain center in the location.